Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
Hey, this is Pete Hegseth, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend, an Army vet, and also the author of American Crusade. But really, all I care about is loving and fighting for this nation, which is why I love Real Talk with Audrey Russo. She tells it like it is, understands what America represents, and ultimately is willing to fight for her. God bless this country, God bless this program, and thank God for America.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. We are just over 2 months from the election, where our choice is now between freedom and communism, between law and order and utter chaos, between liberty and tyranny. This is our choice. This is life or death, period. And we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, USAF retired, was the former Assistant Vice Chief of the USAF and Director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting directly to SecDef and the Vice President when he retired after 35 years active duty in 1994. His many positions in his 35-year military career include 4 tours in Vietnam, Commander of Alaskan Air Command, Alaska NORAD region, and Alaskan Command. He's a frequent military analyst on TV and national radio, including the Fox News Channel, and he's a member of the Citizens Commission on National Security. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to General Thomas McInerney. Welcome back, Tom.
Thanks for having me, Audrey.
Oh, it's so great to have you back with us, and I can't wait to get into the topics we have, Tom. We've been talking for months about Durham. He's recently interviewed Brennan. Where do you think he is in his investigation?
That is the $64 question, Audrey.
Right.
And it's the right question to ask. Without a doubt, his getting a guilty plea out of Kleinsmith, although very reduced in my opinion,
right,
not asking the right questions, because we know Kleinsmith did what he did because he was told to. Who was he told to do it by? Andrew Weissman.
Yeah.
And who was Weissman told to do that? Well, you know, it goes right on up the food chain, as President Trump says, right into the Oval Office. Now, what we've got to understand is Durham, under the direction and guidance of Attorney General Barr, has been very thorough. But time is of the essence. It doesn't do us any good as Americans if he comes out after the election, and the election perchance would go to, and we'll have to talk about that, why Biden is even in competition for it yet. Right. When he's been completely incompetent so far,
right.
And he's belongs in a home.
Yeah.
But the fact is, there is a very important reason why Durham's report should come out. He interviewed almost last Friday John Brennan, and who is, quote, not under the investigation, but there's a good story that says he interviewed him in Virginia at CIA headquarters, which means his grand jury, if he found out something during this interview, that it would go to a grand jury in Virginia versus Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. We have a complete, utter failure of our judicial system and our criminal investigation system with what the Obama administration did and laid in to the Department of Justice, to the FBI, to the intelligence community, the IC. We have a very dangerous situation here.
Yeah.
Barr, who I think I've been a strong fan of, but who I must say I have not been overly impressed with some of the things that he has let happen.
Yeah.
For instance, in the Roger Stone case, and why even Roger Stone, they even prosecuted him. When you see what they did not do to Hillary Clinton when she violated national disclosure issue,
right,
and became a major violator with those 35,000 emails that nothing has come up on, and so I'm a little concerned that we have not had more evidence coming out. If it's in the media, if you and I have been talking about this for over two years now, Audrey,
right,
on just what happened and how the Obama administration under Obama, Biden, Comey, Loretta Lynch, John Brennan, Jim Clapper, all these very prominent people were involved with this conspiracy to take out the Trump campaign initially and then to take out the administration as a soft coup d'etat, to include the impeachment that it went through. After 2 years and $40 million of Mueller's investigation,
right,
that could not prove that there was any Russian collusion, because there wasn't. And then we just got, less than a week ago, the Senate intelligence report, which is, it says there was no collusion, but it's not a very well written report. It doesn't really go to the sense that the Russian information that went to WikiLeaks was not done by the Russians. And that's why I think I'm disappointed with all this investigation going on,
yeah,
this Russian hoax that even today the Democrats are persisting to use and say that,
yeah,
the president is a pawn of Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
Please.
Tom, I'll tell you, it is unbelievable that this continues. But, you know, I have to say, I have been very cautious on Barr, okay? And let me say this about him. Recently, he said that the DOJ wanted to make sure they were sensitive to the election and not to influence it in any way, right? But if that was really true, then why did they indict Steve Bannon at this time before the election, knowing he was a part of the Trump administration? Couldn't that possibly influence the election?
Precisely. So there are some glimmers of danger. America, beware of what's going on. And then this is all coupled with the importance of the Durham report or his grand juries and the people he indicts and all the information that has been made to the public and what's going on in these Democratic cities, the Black Lives Matter, Antifa, the general insurrection that they are trying to commit in the United States. Now, I believe you and I discussed what Lenin said, the goal of socialism is communism.
Right, exactly. So it is communism. People don't want to use that word, but it's communism. And I got to say, Tom, I feel, you know, when it comes to the DOJ, the judicial system is failing the American people, the federal one, because look at this. If this doesn't get, and I believe absolutely the president is going to get in, but let's give this, paint the scenario that Biden would get in. This would disappear, and it would happen again in the future and far worse than it has this time. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. There's no question about it. I mean, we have taken this pandemic, this scam pandemic, scamdemic,
yes,
I think is a good word I've heard by some very articulate people, that they are trying to create fear. So from all sides, they've tried to create doubt with the Mueller report, with the impeachment, with all of these events. They are trying to create chaos in the United States. And if you live in Portland, or if you live in Seattle, if you live in New York City, if you live in Washington, D.C., and the list goes on this rioting that's going on, Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Yeah. They're all Dem controlled.
This together.
Yeah, it's all Dem controlled. People need to realize this is all Democrat controlled areas that all this is happening in. What are they?
Precisely.
Yeah. What is, so this is all part of the plan, part of the scamdemic, and then to back that up, it's like tag teaming. Then we have all this rioting to instill fear of violence from people so they can never get back to normal, that they can never start their businesses again, so their families could live in freedom again, because this to me is an all-out attack from communism on our freedom.
It really is, Audrey, and America, beware. We are in a very critical stage, and the Democratic Party, just the evidence you can see of the Republican National Committee event that went on last night that's going on,
yes,
and what was going on during the DNC, in which they did everything, they wouldn't get together, et cetera. They're trying to create fear.
Yeah.
Yet look at all the people that are going to department stores, to grocery stores, to all the different, the dentists, the different things that are going on, and everything is working and it's functioning. Yet in New York City, they're not opening the restaurants to eat inside.
No, no.
Now, this is a deliberate provocation to hold the economy down, even though the stock market, because they look in advance, when it comes back, it's going to roar back. And even these cities, you go in different cities in California, I have friends out there, and certain places you can go and eat inside and all that.
Right.
Others, it's outside. But the fact is, we've got that pandemic under control now.
Yes.
And I'm not saying we don't have to be sensitive to it, but you personally, you understand,
yeah,
it better than most.
Yeah.
I think it's very important that you explain that.
Yeah, this is, you know, look, this is a wake-up call for people, and this should be with any virus, to take care of yourself, to eat right, to exercise, to get proper rest. This is because, how did I make it through? I work hard, by God's grace, but I work hard at making myself healthy and keeping myself healthy. That's how most people make it through this. 14 days of a low-grade fever. I'm just telling everyone, low-grade fever, headache on and off, nausea on and off, and no stamina. And that, now, usually with a flu, it lasts about a week. This was two solid weeks that this virus is just lasts long, you know, much longer than the flu. But if you have to be careful with the normal flu when you have pre-existing conditions. Now, I'm not saying, you know, some conditions, it's in your genes, but most conditions that we have in this country unnecessarily is because people are not taking care of themselves. But do not be afraid. Viruses will always have viruses. There will always be viruses. But we can't, but fear. You can't be irrational about it. Think through it, find out information, and don't be afraid, because that's not living. And we live in freedom in this country, do we not, Tom?
Absolutely. And that revolves around everything we're talking about, which the Democratic Party is representing fear. They are trying to intimidate you. And when Vice President Biden walks around with his mask on,
yeah,
I mean, it's just he's gotten ridiculous on
it. Yeah, it is.
But he's supposed to look safe. The science, they're following the science. Please, Audrey.
Yeah, really,
they're
please.
Trying to intimidate the American people.
Yeah, they're not following any science, all right? There are frontline doctors who they have, in particular, tried to shut up, who are telling the truth about something called hydroxychloroquine that's just been around in our country safe for almost 70 years, okay? And it's over-the-counter in numerous countries around the world. Iran has it. Okay, India has it over the counter. South Africa has it over the counter, like aspirin. It's safe, like aspirin. Yet, it has the ability to be a prophylactic. It will prevent not only coronavirus, you know, Corona 19 here, but it will not only protect you from that, but from other coronaviruses, which are in the every year that we have the flu. This is going to cut down getting vaccinations, and maybe, I don't know, maybe that's the reason they don't want it. I'm not talking about big pharma here. But this is, you know, these things, what happened to our second opinion?
Exactly.
Yeah,
and look,
yeah.
Audrey, for 2 years, I took hydroxychloroquine. We called it the anti-malarial pill.
Right.
This was back in the 60s. I took that for 2 full years. And we had, I guess, 10 million American troops in the years that went over to Vietnam took that, and no problems. Yet you have the CDC and others talking about, well, it's not been proven, there's a danger with it, et cetera, et cetera.
It's a lie.
Please.
Yeah.
People in Africa take it all the time. And so that's what makes me very suspicious.
Yes.
When people like Dr. Fauci,
and he knows in 2005, he in his own periodical, the CDC, as a matter of fact, I guarantee you that man took it to try to keep the people in fear and lie like this. When you know yourself, you took it. How dangerous was it?
So there's that conspiracy that has wrapped the whole Democratic Party. Every one of these cities that these riots are occurring, and you finally got in Kenosha that the governor called out the National Guard. And the fact is we're in the day 90-something in Portland in which they're still having rioting every night. And why hasn't that governor, why hasn't that mayor called out to get law and order back? So the American people have got to see through what is going on. Why do these big states run by Democratic governors do not want the kids going back to school?
Yeah.
In itself, the danger that it's inflicting on our children and the families, and because they're trying to incite and create chaos, and they say, well, we've got to follow the science. Please, Audrey, this is the biggest scam since Joseph Goebbels and Hitler on what they're doing.
Exactly, exactly. And of course, the reason they're able to do this so well is because the media is mostly Democrat, okay? And if you're Democrat, you believe in communist principles. They are backing them up. They're spreading the lies further and further. When it comes to children, what a disgrace. Children are the least affected by this virus. They don't have the receptors to pass it on to adults. They don't have, it's not the same as adults. The death rate for children is 0.00008, which is basically zero. And this is incredible, the lie that they're trying to keep them out of school. You know, it wasn't enough, Tom, that they were destroying small business, crushing families, causing poverty, drug and alcohol abuse, and raising suicide rates. I mean, they're enormous now, which is horrifying. But then now they attack the children. This isn't merely Trump derangement syndrome. These are communist tactics, are they not?
Absolutely. And now you've got the New York governor, Cuomo, who's writing a book on what a wonderful job he did. He's responsible for what?
11,000 and counting.
11,000 deaths.
Deaths, yeah. And he won't take responsibility for it. I've never known a Democrat to take responsibility for their failures. They almost always, either they ignore it or they blame someone else. I've never seen, to this date, have you ever known a Democrat to take responsibilities for their failures?
No, not at all.
Not at all. And you have here, New York City has been destroyed, of course, not from the virus, but from the Marxist de Blasio and, of course, the fascist Governor Andrew Mussolini, in my opinion. 60% of New York City restaurants will never reopen. This is the lifeblood of our city and of tourism. That's why people come to New York. It's gone. It's done. So what kind of sick utopia are they trying to create here?
Well, that's the danger. They have gone so far left that Bernie Sanders and Biden have the same, Obama said they have the same goals. And we know that Bernie is a communist.
Right.
He's not even a Democrat representative. He's independent.
Yeah.
And the fact is, they have adopted his goals, and they want to move America to become a communist nation. And that's not going to happen.
No.
If the American people are now realizing, because they've been under this, quote, pandemic for so long, and they've seen all the things they can do and what they're doing, and they realize it is now becoming a scam.
Yeah.
It's a scamdemic.
That's it. It's a scamdemic. Look at, as if Cuomo hasn't done enough damage, now he's threatening New Yorkers like little children because he says they're disobeying him when it comes to distancing and masks, that he'll shut down the state again in September if they don't behave. How do you like that?
I mean, forget the Constitution.
Yeah.
They are using, quote, in the interest of safety and the American people. And this is what they're telling us. And have you heard one Democrat criticize the rioting that's going on in U.S. cities? And
not one.
Destruction?
Not one. Not one in Congress. Not one locally. Not one, period. They will not. And not only that, they justify it. They say they're angry. And I'm thinking, you could be angry, but you don't destroy people's lives. You don't commit crime. I mean, what kind of insanity is that? Oh, they're angry. I don't give a flying Walenda if they're angry. You don't. Once you cross that line from protest, which they haven't done, when you cross that line from protest to rioting, you're criminal.
They own this lawlessness that's going on.
Oh, yeah.
And we ought to put it around their neck and the American people. And who, by the way, who gets hurt the most? Many of the minorities in these cities and the areas that it's going on.
Yes.
And they're just letting them run wild. And until they get a handle on it, until New York City gets a Rudy Giuliani back in there, we've lost New York City.
Yeah. I don't believe that. That's why over a million New Yorkers have, during this scamdemic, have already moved out of New York City. It's not going to change, and I'll tell you why. It's going to have to be destroyed before it will ever come back, and that's going to be past, I'll be dead by then. The stupidity of blue state voters, okay? They see these things, but they don't make the connection that it's the part. These people are part of that party, and they keep voting people in. They keep voting in Democrats, and they continue to do this. This has been the worst, of course. As New York City, for instance, de Blasio has been the worst, but they won't get it, and you're not gonna find another Rudy Giuliani that's gonna have the courage to do this, because you have the cancel culture, and they have really worked very well, the communists here. They really have.
They have. I mean, they've taken our education system. It's no longer an education system.
It's an
indoctrination.
Exactly. That's exactly right. I want to go back for a second here to Durham, his investigation. Isn't Obama's recent desperation about getting Biden elected, not about him being a good president, but about stopping Durham because he's getting too close to him?
Absolutely. I mean, that's why they're frantic. They are doing things that you and I would never envision them doing. And they're getting the support of Obama and the Democratic leadership. I mean, who do they think they're kidding to have the manifesto that they put out on what they're going to do, a $4 trillion tax increase? Do people understand the Green New Deal means everybody has got to buy a new car, a different car? Mm-hmm. You've got to rebuild your home if you want zero emissions, carbon emissions.
And it's all a lie.
By the year 2040.
It's all a lie.
This is insane.
Yeah, this is all a lie. It's all a lie. We've gone into this before with Christopher Horner, with my friend Diana West, where this is coming from. It's coming out of communism. The whole idea of, you know, the climate change and, you know, what we call seasons, climate change,
yes.
and you know, the Green New Deal. This is all, it is a plan that comes out of communism. It's to destroy our economy. It's to destroy the middle class. And then you have your perfect communist country. This is what they're looking for.
And we're one administration away from it.
Oh, God forbid. God forbid.
The American people have got to understand that. They've used this scandemic to want to have this write-in voting in which you have no chain of custody. We have the voting system we have today for our listeners is it provides a chain of custody. So you have one person, one vote. Not one person, five votes or 10 votes.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that that cartoon that says, when my father was alive, he was a Republican, but when he died, he became a Democrat.
Yeah, right.
The fact is if we don't have a chain of custody and you have governors, that Democratic governors, that are violating this chain of custody. If you can go to the grocery store, if you can get gas for the car, then you can vote.
Yes. Yes.
It's that simple.
It's that simple. And one last word here, Tom. How serious is this election to our freedom?
This is the most serious election that we have ever had, Audrey. Now, I know people like to say, well, that's that. But no. The question is, if the Democrats win, we have moved into a socialist communist nation.
Yeah.
After those 4 years, they'll have no choice. They'll continue to take this pandemic, scamdemic, and use it to take away our constitutional rights.
Yeah.
They've already infiltrated the Department of Justice, the FBI, the intelligence community. So that apparatus, they've infiltrated the judicial system. They've infiltrated the congressional system. And so the danger is paramount to the United States. Beware, America.
Beware, exactly. Because if you buy the lie, it's non-refundable, and it will eventually kill you. Tom, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and the work of CCNS? Where can they do that?
Well, it's on Citizens Commission on National Security.org. As you know, I do not have, I don't do the social media. Just don't have time for all of that. And that's where all my radio, podcasts, et cetera, go, Audrey.
Yes.
And that's where this one will go.
Which is excellent. And as always, I'll have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info you need to follow the general's work. Thanks so much, Tom, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. Will you join us again on the show? Yes?
I will, Audrey, and thank you for what you're doing. You're playing a vital role to the nation.
Thank you so much. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.